and I'll be talking about cotton scope measurements and micronair, as they relate. Not written into the booklet, want to also acknowledge Dr. Myers and his contribution to this. And that wasn't written in there, so I wanted to make sure to say that. So I'm sure all of you are aware we're talking about cotton. It's the most important natural fiber fiber textile production. It has a cellulosic composition, over 90% making up the fiber, and it has a unique shape, and as a result, unique properties for use in textiles. So this is some different images of other natural fibers on the left, and then we have cotton highlighted, and comparing all these to a synthetic polyester. And you can see the difference in shape and between the different ones, but cotton stands out as it has a flattened ribbon shape and the convolutions in it, and all of these lead to unique properties and give it the desirability in textiles that cotton has. So it's highly variable, and it's very different from other natural fibers or even synthetic fibers. So those differences or the parameters of the cotton fiber are what we talk about when we talk about fiber quality. And since the 1930s with the Smith-Doxey Act, the fiber quality of every bale marketed in the United States is assessed for quality, and this was done to strengthen demand for U.S. cotton, and it guarantees that the quality purchased is what's received. This was originally done by hand grading. However, reproducibility and subjectivity were a problem, so from lab to lab. And to overcome this problem, several instruments were brought together into the high-volume instrumentation system that's still used today. So this is an objective way of classifying cotton, and it's consistent across laboratories. And HVI gives a set of different fiber quality parameters, but I want to focus on micronair. So what is micronair? It's the resistance to airflow of a cotton plug, and the intent when it was first, or the earliest publications that I've found for it, it was designed to be a fast, reproducible determination of a sample's intrinsic fineness, the perimeter in microns, and they did this using air. So it kind of dawned on me that the word micron, air, is kind of a combination of this. This turned out to not really be the case. And Lord and Pierce discussed this in the 1939 paper, where they talk about the influence of fiber maturity and the impact that that has on micronair measurements. And they also talk about gravimetric fineness and how it differs from the intrinsic fineness, which was what was thought to be being measured. It wasn't until 12 years later with a paper by Lord and Heat that the relationship between micronair and the product of fineness and maturity was defined, and that's listed right there from their publication. And so with all this, why is micronair important? It's been a standard measure from the AMS classing program since its inception. It's used for discount and premium assessments in the loan value chart, on bale pricing, and has a big influence on the marketing of bales and where they're going to be used. And in terms of processing, there's a lot of different ways that micronair influences the spinning efficiency and speed, the yarn that is produced, the dyeability, and things such as NEPs, ins down, dye imperfections. So micronair has a big impact, especially in the processing side. So with the understanding that micronair is not just one defined trait, it's actually a complex function of fineness and maturity. To illustrate the problems that this poses, if we look at a micronair, a premium value micronair of a 4.0, this can be an average fineness fiber that is immature. And if we follow that line for micronair, this is still a micronair of 4, but this is a fine fiber that's very mature. So the same micronair reading can cover a wide range of fineness and maturity. Now, a paper by Gordon and Naylor in 2012 showed that a difference of 30 millitecs in fineness of cottons with the same micronair showed significant differences in yarn tenacity. So the range that was covered there on the 4.0 is close to 60. So just within that one value of micronair, we're seeing twice as much, a potential of twice the difference in fineness as was reported to cause differences in the yarn. So there are many different ways of measuring fineness and maturity. Some of them are listed here. Some of them aren't listed here, but have been mentioned even this morning. And either individually, you can measure fineness through several ways, or maturity, and there's other instruments that can measure both of them simultaneously. So for the purpose, or for my research, I used one of them, the cotton scope, which measures via polarized light microscopy, and it measures the cell wall and the lumen, and in doing so, we're able to get measurement of fineness and maturity of individual fiber snippets. And the instrument reads 20,000 fiber snippets, and you have a distribution for each run of your sample. Now, it's been shown to be accurate with very small sample size, as low as 10 milligrams, but routinely we run 50 milligrams. But the ability to run such a small sample makes it a instrument that has unique application. So, to get into this, what I did here, the materials and methods, I sampled from the 2012 Regional Breeders Testing Network trial in Alexandria. Bulls were hand harvested from each plot, 25 bulls of the 4 replicated plots per entry, and out of the 34 that were grown at the trial, 11 were used for testing. They were selected randomly, and they were tested with the cotton scope and HVI. So this is a box plot, box and whisker plots of the HVI micronair values, and I want to show here the ranges of values that are seen with the micronair measurements. Some entries are very narrow in their range, and others, like 13 or 10 and 13, they both have a very wide range. So some of them are as little as 0.2 micronair difference in the measurements. And others, 13 is more than an entire mic unit. And so a lot of them are very narrow, but some are wide. And we're not really able to see what the fineness or maturity values are just by looking at micronair. So using some cotton scope measurements, this is the distributions in fineness. And thinking back to the paper by Gordon and Naylor, 30 millitecs was enough to contribute to differences in yarn tenacity. And we can see that even within single entries, we have that amount of that range in a lot of the samples. So if we move to the maturity, we see that, the maturity has a little bit more narrow range of values, but again, entry 13 has a very wide range in the maturity distribution, and it was also relatively wide in fineness, so that's probably why the HVI micronair was a wide range. But if we're only looking at a single mean value for micronair, which is common when we're testing and just looking at the data, then we don't get to see how these varieties are performing when we, in terms of either the fineness maturity or even a range of micronair. So to compare the differences in HVI micronair and the cotton scope provided micronair value, just wanted to highlight a couple of these different entries to show a direct comparison. So entry 2, what looked like a narrow range on HVI, when we look at it through the cotton scope measurements, we see that the range is a lot wider. and moving over the same thing, narrow to wide, with the cotton scope. So the cotton scope is able to detect much more of the variation that's in these samples. And there were some that didn't follow the trend. If we look at entry 10, which I don't think is going to be highlighted here, entry 10 went from being a wide range with HPI and narrow for the cotton scope. However, entry 13 is has a wide range across the board here. So looking at Micronair, either from the HPI as an airflow measurement or the cotton scope, the way it calculates it, looking at Micronair alone isn't giving us the full picture. So we don't know whether they're a narrow maturity distribution or the fineness. And without looking at the individual measurements, we're missing a lot of variation that could be utilized or could explain other problems. So I was curious as to how some of these traits correlate after seeing the Lord's equation. And looking at the HVI Micronair values, they correlate well with fineness and the product of fineness and maturity. However, the maturity has a much lower correlation. But looking at the cotton scope Micronair and how it correlates with these traits, we still have a good agreement with the a good correlation with fineness, even better with maturity by fineness. And the maturity correlation is actually much higher than what we see with HVI Micronair. Now, looking at the two different HVI versus cotton scope Micronair, the correlation is not as good as I would have expected. But the takeaway here, that what I'm trying to emphasize here, is that looking at Micronair, while it's been useful for so long in certain areas of science, it's better. I think it's better to use direct measures of maturity and fineness and the precision that they offer. So, in summary, cotton is highly variable fiber crop, and single mean values such as Micronair or an average of fineness or maturity, they're not able to really appreciate or utilize the variability that exists. And Micronair lacks the precision needed to discern between fine versus immature fibers or coarse fibers and fully mature fibers in a sample. And I think that it's needed to be able to do this in order to address problems that are found with breeding and spinning or dyeing. There are plenty of instruments that are available to accurately and precisely measure the physical dimensions of fiber samples, and I think including these as routine tests or adding these into routine testing can solve a lot of the problems that face breeders and processors instead of depending solely on Micronair. And I want to thank everybody for their attention, and if there's any questions, I'd be happy to take them. Sample 10 on this one.
The one that you're not highlighting.
Yes.
The one between the two that you just...
Between the different Micronair readings?
Right.
I haven't had a chance to investigate that further. But looking at just the Micronair values, they were kind of all over the place if you... To compare the two. Sometimes you'd have good agreement with the different... with HPI Micronair, cotton scope Micronair, but then every once in a while they would just... It would be off.
Right.
So there's something that's not matching up. What's that?
There's probably interesting science there.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just research.
Yeah. To carry that further. So thank you. Any other questions? Yes.
Kind of so, Micronair, I think that the way it calculates it's based upon a single fiber net.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The microscope, the cotton scope, you measure the silicon, right? And then you calculate the maturity and the fineness for 20,000
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are those snippets coming from the same cotton plot that you use for nitrogen?
Mm-hmm.
Or you take it from different samples?
We took the remnant samples from the HBI, the 10-gram samples from HBI, and I brought those to the lab where the cotton scope was available and ran those samples with the cotton scope, because the ones that were used for Micronair.
They're being verified. They came in from the same book. It would be better to use the same. The Micronair is non-destructive. If you reuse those fiber for cotton scope,
That's what I did, and yes. And one thing that the HBI is running it with 10 grams and kind of averaging all those fibers to get an average value for these, but cotton scope's measuring individual fibers within the set. So. All right. I hope that answers everyone.